Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. It's Christmas time, Anthony.
Bah, humbug.
There it goes.
Or ho, ho.
Ho. Little Jersey humor.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you one thing about Christmas time.
Yes.
A wonderful thing. On Black Friday, Nick's checks broke an all-time record, and they closed at 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time.
Good, get armed, folks.
153,000 transactions of handguns purchased.
Wow.
Okay.
153,000
in one day. But I got another one, Jen. Pantano from the Bullet Hole, the owner of the Bullet Hole, on Cyber Monday, she was packed with firearm sales and people shooting. And when she gets a NICS approval from the state of New Jersey, it's sequentially numbered. So she can tell how many people are buying guns through the NICS in New Jersey.
Right.
She said it's normally 200, 220 a day. Cyber Monday, her last transaction at 7:45 Eastern Standard Time was over 600 purchases.
That's fantastic.
Okay. It's not stopping. I mean, it is not stopping right now. When you have jackasses.
And that's just
her
store?
She didn't sell 600. The number is 600.
Oh.
So if a store near her sold a gun, it would be $599,
oh, okay.
And she's 600, and someone's 601.
Wow.
So she could tell by the numbers of that. So she says usually it's about 200 a day on a slow day, 150, 600 in one day, 153,000. The problem is a lot of these people, we need to convert them. They need to become Second Amendment advocates and
not
get
just
involved.
Gun owners. Right,
you know?
Correct.
It's our job. And I'll tell you what, if you don't think it's happening, black rifles are starting to become short demand again, supply.
Yep.
And listen to this, four or five gun stores that I work out of are having shortages of AR-15 lowers to build your own AR-15.
You're kidding me.
Yes. And Jimmy, with our Build-A-Bear program where
we
build AR-15s, all of a sudden he's seeing Brownells and Midways, older parts going on huge back orders again.
Oh, man.
Where he could go online and spec out a gun and order everything and it would have it in 2 days UPS. Now stuff, it's like, you know, back ordered, new date to be notified. So.
And there's no 223 ammo
anywhere. No 223 ammo anywhere. Very hard to get 9mm ammo, you know, 115 grain like a NATO round.
Yeah.
So if you can find it, buy it. If you got
and
guns,
stock it
you're
up. Precious
need ammo.
Metals, folks.
Yeah, it's
brass, lead, and copper.
Let me tell you something. It's happening like it did after the election four years ago.
Yeah.
And Hurricane Sandy had a lot to do with it.
Right.
Obviously, so people want to stock up. We're getting a ton of students that are coming into the schools, Gun for Hire Academy, that have never had a gun before, but after being out of power for 8, 12, 14, 16 days, lo and behold, they felt vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you know, like Sandy Muldoon said, she's the crazy one in the family. Corey Ainsley and the rest of our crew. Oh, by the way, Sandy, we're going out to lunch next week with Andy Pinelli.
Oh, really?
And he might even be on
next
the radio
week?
Show if he gets in.
Wait,
time.
Wait a minute. Next
I'm inviting
week?
You. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you're buying. It's
I'm
your turn.
Invited.
We're going for
afterward.
Seafood, and it's going to be a holiday gala, and you're buying.
Very nice. Of course.
How do you
Why
like
not?
That?
I don't.
What do you mean you don't? Now, I'm going to get into my disgusted story of the week.
But you know,
right
before you get into the disgusted story of the week, you bring up a really valid point here, and it's the fact that people are coming to you for training, which, you know, I saw those sales, and I'm saying, well, you know, are these people just going to get these guns and stick them in a drawer without getting any kind of training whatsoever, which is pretty typical, especially here in New Jersey. They think that that's what you do.
My training class numbers are up about 80% from a month ago.
Good. That's wonderful. That means people are actually buying into the whole idea of being safe and taking proper training.
We're getting a lot of people coming that don't have a gun that put the paperwork in because, you know, New Jersey is anywhere from a three-day to a three-year process.
Right.
And they're coming to our classes because we let people try a bunch of them. Gift certificates are through the roof. I normally sell nondescript gift certificates, like $50, $100 denominations.
Right.
this year people are buying for the price of a class, of a beginner class. Like Pistol 101 is $185.
Good. Oh, that's
so
an
I know
excellent
that,
trend.
I know that gift certificate is turning into a lesson.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
someone buying, you know, right. a fleece or a hooded sweatshirt or something
sure.
or a shirt. So I like that trend. So hopefully after the first of the year, I'm going to start to see this whole influx of new people that were gifts. And most of the gift certificates are being purchased by Gun for Hire alumni. So they're buying them for loved
for
ones
other
who
people.
Are probably saying, you know, John, you're right. I should really learn to get a gun. So they're coming to us, which I'm seeing, which is really, really good. But you know, the whole 153,000 that bought them that day ain't going for instruction.
Exactly right.
It's not going to work that
the
way.
The trend is always the other way. It typically is, especially in New Jersey, you know, they don't think of training. They just think of buy the gun, stick it in the closet or whatever, and I'll use it when I need it.
I just want to get this out here. I despise holiday music.
I know. That's why we're
okay.
playing it for you.
All right. My Christmas tree is the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Scout's honor. That's what's on the table in my office.
I thought you had a Festivus pole.
No. And I don't believe in calling it a holiday tree. That's what our White House calls the Christmas tree on the front lawn.
Well,
it's a holiday tree.
There's an ornament of
it's
Chairman
Mao. It's a Christmas
on it.
Tree.
Oh. Wow. You're upset. You get red coming out of the top of your head.
Yeah. It's not a holiday menorah.
No, that's true.
Okay.
That's true.
I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's
a menorah.
It's a menorah.
Okay.
There's no
But we don't say holiday menorah.
There's no qualifier for
no.
it. It's just a menorah.
When we come back, what do you hear about this Patterson bodega worker?
I know the story you're talking about. It's pretty disgusting.
Yes.
Well, it also brings up a very valid point about training and knowing what you're doing and knowing what the laws in New Jersey are.
Yes.
All right, well, enjoy the holiday music, Anthony. We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
That's good.
Come on. Get rid of the xylophone.
It's a vibraphone. Thank
yeah, whatever.
You. Learn
whatever.
Your instruments.
Thanks. I know how to play a kazoo.
A kazoo. Yeah.
Yes.
I see that.
Yeah. Now listen
it's
to
not,
me.
That's not called a kazoo either.
This poor guy on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
All right. A bodega owner in Patterson. Two shitbags come into the store. One is a driver. So there's a team of three wearing black and black masks. They rob the guy. They take $6,500. They take cartons of cigarettes and everything. We don't know the exchange. We don't know what was said to him or anything. But they grab the goods and they run out of the bodega. The store owner grabs his legally licensed and registered handgun that he keeps under the register.
It was his store owner because it said store employee.
Owner. Yeah, I know, but he was the store owner. Okay. It was confirmed. I talked to the Patterson PD.
Okay.
So he pursues them outside and fires, and he shoots one of the shitbags. The cops pull over the car. The one shitbag is bleeding profusely. They have mile-long rap
sheets. That breaks your heart, doesn't
it? Same day, they robbed a bodega up the street, demanded more money from the owner and the employee.
It was a few minutes before.
They pistol-whipped them both and broke open the head of one of the guys that he needed 5 stitches. So they have violent tendencies. So now New Jersey is contemplating whether to charge the bodega owner because he ran outside. He was not an imminent threat anymore. And we teach this in our use of force class. Yeah, Detective Mack teaches it. But here's the problem, Sandy. You could get caught up into the moment. And then you have to second-guess, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and later. These shitbags pistol-whipped somebody 5 minutes before. What if they told the bodega owner, we're going to go outside, and then we're coming back in a minute, we're going to kill you, because they had their hands full of cartons of cigarettes.
Right.
You know, so I don't know what he told the police when he gave a statement, but my statement would have said that they said they were going outside, and they were going to come back in, and they were going to kill me. So I felt that I had to flee, and when I went outside, they were there, and one turned towards me, or whatever the case may be. That's why you need to have your lawyer do the talking when it comes to that.
That's why Evan Knappen always says, remain silent.
He's going to be charged because not only because it's New Jersey, but pretty much anywhere he'd be charged because he did endanger the public.
Even if it was Texas, right?
Think about it. Yeah. If he fired down a busy street in Patterson wildly, there's a chance he could have shot young kids or whatever else. So
especially like you say, in the heat of the moment, he's not
correct. I mean, I'm disgusted by this whole story, but you have a gun. You need to know the laws. You need to know the parameters.
Right.
The threat no longer existed. Listen, do I agree with the bodega owner? Hell yeah, I'd shoot them all in the head and then I'd go eat something. You know, while the police are taking the report, I'd be, it was me. You know, I'll
leave
have another
gun,
one
take
of those.
The cannolis.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong, because it's, you know, survival of the fittest. Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. You come into my house, my place of business, all bets are off. But, you know, he pursued him out into the street. I'm glad he shot the one. He gut shot him. He was bleeding. He had to go to a trauma center, which is nice.
Too bad,
I hope they had to remove like 90 feet of lo mein, a.k.a. intestines, from his body. You know, I hope for the rest of his life, every time he eats a thimble worth of food, he has to shit instantly. Okay? That's what I hope. All right. If I was the doctor, I would have moved his rectum to his face.
That's nice.
So every time he eats something, he shits right out of his face.
That's great.
Okay. That's just me.
That's a good holiday visual. There we go.
We're going to start selling gun for hire condoms soon, too.
Oh, really?
It's going to be the only thing we sell that makes you miss your target.
How long have you been waiting to use that?
I just thought it up this morning while I was getting ready for work.
It's a sick mind. I can see that moving there.
I know it's weird.
We talked about that off the air.
I keep thinking about Smoking Human with Ainsley and Gary and Corey Vaughn, too, and then thinking about the four of us like killing each other like treasure at Sierra Madre because there can be only one that's going to eat it at the end, you know? All of us looking at each other like fighting over our bags of gold. You know?
Speaking of gold, you better go out and buy some. You know, they just keep printing more money.
Our treasury secretary said we're not going to run out of money.
We got tons of paper. Plenty of ink. No problem.
You want to talk about our destitute government? They say that every year on average we have 29,000 men, women, and children homeless in New Jersey.
In New Jersey?
In New Jersey, 29,000 homeless people. Now,
why is that?
Some of it is mental, okay? Some of it is drug, all right? But I bet you half of it is financial. No jobs, no family, whatever. Now they're saying after Hurricane Sandy, it's going to spike because certain towns like Keensburg and stuff, where you had lower income apartments, people have been displaced.
Yeah.
They don't have the money for deposit. They don't, you know, by the time the government goes through things. I find it deplorable that our country has homeless people at all, okay? In a sandbox, that's how they live, whatever.
Yeah, but we send the money to the sandbox.
Third world countries. Yeah, we send billions of dollars to other countries. So Egypt has a pharaoh now. Okay.
Nice.
We send billions of dollars to other countries. And I'm not talking about giving free money away to people, because you know how I feel about the 47%. I'm a maker, not a taker. But there's people that are homeless because they have no other option.
Right.
And that is horrible. There should be a rehabilitative program. There should be temporary housing. There should be a small bank account started, like a get your back on your feet fund, well, not 40 years
that,
of welfare,
you know,
fund.
It is when everything is taken from you by force at the point of a gun by the government, all of a sudden everybody's charitable nature drops. And when we normally would be taking care of these people through charities and churches and civic organizations, neighbor helping neighbor, we don't do that anymore. The attitude now, did you hear that now 53% of Democrats studied just this past week in a poll favor socialism?
We are a socialist country now. Wake up.
We're totally screwed.
Wake up. When we come back, we'll be back.
Yeah.
Non-chemo-hation. Pick it up, give it a spin. Non-chemo-hation. You'll get out what you put in.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Feliz Navidad.
And this segment of our show is being brought to you by the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com.
Yes, listen to this. You know, these guys are great at what they do. And, you know, they're hooked up with Facebook page and NJ2AS.com. On December 15th in Trenton at sunrise, which is 7:13 in the morning, there is going to be a reading of the Bill of Rights.
Cool.
On the Capitol steps.
Nice.
All right.
When
Who
is this
else
December,
is doing December 15th?
15th.
Yeah, I would go, but I got a pedicure that day.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I might be going, actually.
I have a party I have to go to down in Manahawking, and I'm dying to egg Frank Fiammingo's house, so this will be a perfect time
to do. Oh, cool. Can
it.
I come, too?
You're more than welcome.
I'll buy the eggs.
Without a doubt. Well, I'm not going to use eggs. I'm going to use paint in a balloon.
Oh, that's even better.
So listen to this. On December 15th, on the State House steps, the NJ2AS, I hope that we get some media coverage. This would be really cool.
Yeah.
The reading of the Bill of Rights, okay? And then the NJ2AS is also having a high school writing contest, which is open to all NJ high school students, okay?
Nice.
And they're all the info on that. They have to write an essay, grades 9 to 12, 500 words, and submit it to the Second Amendment Society. And it's going to be the meaning of the Second Amendment and how it relates to the modern world. Oh, wait till some of their school teachers.
Oh, good God. When
oh,
you see
my
that, yeah.
God.
Is there a
wait
cash
till some
prize
of the school teachers
this?
Find out about that they're writing this. There is a prize. That you're going to get, I believe it's a scholarship or something. I can't remember.
Nice.
You might win a date with me or something. No, forget that.
You don't want to. You're going to crush responses now.
I just want to go to movies with them and eat all their food. Anyway, have them order the jumbo popcorn on wheels.
Exactly.
So reading of the Bill of Rights December 15th and a high school writing contest. These are great things.
Very good things to get kids
involved.
Please,
you cheap bastards, $35 to join the NJ2AS. You do not have to be a resident of New Jersey. We need your support. Go on the NJ2AS Facebook page or NJ2AS.com. Show them your support. Tell them Gun for Hire sent you.
Even if you buy a membership for a friend as a holiday gift toward freedom.
Yes. Listen, you want to talk about having to take care of yourself? I love this. When you're a king, you can do these things.
Yes, you can.
And King Midget, I mean King Mike, he's being criticized because the 911 call system failed in New York in December of 2010 during a blizzard, and it completely melted during Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah.
Okay? And they put $2 billion into overhauling the 911 call system.
Yeah, from the first time.
Okay, from the first time. The $2 billion didn't do anything. Okay.
Is it, hear that giant sucking
nothing.
Sound?
It did
taxpayers
nothing.
Taxpayers of New York City?
$2 billion for the 911 call system. So guess what? We have a bunch of city councilmen and public advocates that are criticizing that our 911 system in New York failed. Guess what Bloomberg did? He dismissed their findings.
He raised his scepter.
He raised
it.
His scepter, yeah, which is a pair of heels.
Yes.
It's on his scepter.
4-inch heels.
Okay.
Yeah.
He raised his scepter and dismissed their findings, their
nice.
Factual findings,
well,
and said it
he's
worked
following
fine.
Suit with the
okay?
federal government. So.
How is it that the public advocate and the councilman can't have a say because King Mike dismisses what they said? Well, I got something that I want King Mike to dismiss for me or not. They dismissed 1,600 looters in the
yep.
New York metropolitan
yep.
area that were supposed to be
yep.
stealing essentials for their family. You know, uh-huh. lottery tickets, batteries, and cigarettes. Okay?
And booze.
Well, here's the signal we send. You dismiss 1,600 cases of looting during a time of emergency. In Staten Island, in Breezy Point, these people... In the Brooklyn area, these people that lost their houses and everything,
yeah.
church groups and civic organizations made Thanksgiving dinner for these people, and they served it outside because it was a nice, clear, sunny day Thanksgiving in the
mm-hmm.
mid-50s, lower
yep.
60s. While they were eating Thanksgiving dinner, the looters robbed their fucking houses. Okay?
Welcome to New York.
People who had nothing
there
left got
go.
Their shit robbed.
That's right.
Okay? Because
there
you know
you
what
go.
The signal is from King Mike?
Yeah,
it's
you're
okay
not gonna
to
be
loot.
Prosecuted. Absolutely. It's always been like that with this guy. He turns them loose. But we have this New York City is the only city in the United States where you can be stopped and frisked at will. They have a stop and frisk law that allows you to just be a normal citizen wandering by, yet you're up against the wall.
It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
upside down.
Make sure you and your family are prepared, because in the New York metropolitan area, everyone knows that if there's a disaster, we could start looting day one because they're going to drop the charges if we get caught. So there's no ramifications,
right.
so we don't have to worry about it. We could do anything we want. It is backwards. It is sick. It is immoral.
And it's also a lesson that 911 ain't gonna
Correct.
Be there when you need it
See,
most.
You could dismiss shit like this when you're worth $20 billion.
Yeah, exactly. And you have your own private
Correct.
Helicopter and shit like that. That's
I don't
nice.
Feel good right now.
I see that. But seriously, 911 broke down the shore area. 911 broke down just about everywhere. You really, really need to be prepared. We've said it 1,000 times. You are the first line of defense for your family. You are the one. You're the first responder. You need to get prepared. You need to get some training. You need to stop conducting music. This is serious stuff. Oh, if this was only Smell-O-Vision. He's conducting. Play with your buttons. Go on. Play with your buttons. That's nice. You got to keep them. We'll be back.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Like a 4-year-old.
Jazz is like organized noise.
It is.
So, listen, we were just talking about being prepared.
Yes, we
were. It's Christmas time around the corner.
We got a sponsor.
Get out SafeNJ.com. SurvivalEquipmentNJ.com. Frank DeMeo, Route 10 in Whippany. Half of our listeners have gone to see Frank already.
Yeah, I've got
a ton of emails from people. They love him. He's a nice guy. They go in there to get sucked in. They end up spending an hour with him. He's not even forcing you to buy anything. You go in there, you'll learn shit.
Yeah, it's like a sharper image for preppers.
Seriously, you go in and you just you'll learn shit. I go in there and not like a fly on the wall. I listen to them talking customers, walking
great,
in and out, and I make notes myself.
I know, me too. You just learning stuff, listening to this guy.
We're gonna do a prepping type class.
Nice.
We're working on it right now. James Heedham is working on it with me. We're going to get Frank into the fold.
Wow, sign me up.
And we're going to be doing a class to be named and everything. So that's coming along. But really, please show your support. Get out safe, NJ, survivalequipmentnj.com, Frank DeMeo, Route 10. Tell him Gun for Hire Radio sent you. Listen, the guy had the balls to be a supporter of Gun for Hire Radio.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I mean,
with anti-gun people everywhere. I just heard about a gun store that opened up in Passaic County, New Jersey. The town made them change their name. They can't use the word gun. They had to change it to sporting goods.
Well,
okay?
The mayor of the town is one of Bloomberg's.
Bloomberg's mayors against illegal guns. I mean, this is the first. Now, where's the ACLU, Sandy?
Right, exactly.
This
where's freedom of speech?
First Amendment.
Absolutely.
Right.
You're right.
I'm not disparaging anybody
I can't call my business by what it is. I have to call it what's politically correct.
I mean, listen, I know that baseball teams and stuff won't let me sponsor because of Gun for Hire with the eye shot over in a pool of blood. I know it's in your face, but under the First Amendment, I should be allowed to
do
it.
Absolutely.
But you can't use the word gun.
Right. Exactly.
Ignorant.
If you couldn't use the word hockey stick.
The sheep are ignorant.
Yes,
you know,
they
you want to talk about that? Here we go. King Mike, we got a cop, right, in New York and another guy in New Jersey. Cop in New York and a guy in New Jersey who had fantasies of cooking and eating children.
Oh.
All right?
One of Bloomberg's finest.
Yeah. Now, what are they going to do with this guy? He's looking at life in prison. What is life in prison in New York?
Right. 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Probably no more than 7 years for life in prison.
Fly,
okay. And this guy is sick. They were emailing recipes on how to quarter and cook
human beings, children.
Okay. This guy, while he was on the job in New York, used a computer system to track and get information on two women that he was stalking.
Great.
Okay, these women, their names have been released. They're now fucking petrified.
Of course,
they don't ever want him to get out of jail. He wanted to eat them. Okay,
unbelievable.
This is under King
Mike. He had pictures on his computer of them on a spit. Cooking a child on a spit.
Yes.
And this piece of garbage is running around.
Oh, well, this is what we have that we have to deal with now. Nothing will happen to this guy. Like pedophiles, they reform him. Reform him my ass. The only way to reform him is with current. Okay? Hold this wire. There, you've been reformed.
Well, you know, according to the Obama Justice Department, crime is going down. So what do we have to fear?
Yeah, because they turned the graph upside down.
Oh, is that how exactly. they got it? I was wondering.
Exactly.
I thought they were just cooking the books like everybody else does.
Graphing.
I see.
Yeah, we know they're cooking the books. We gave a class last week, right, in our Cedar Grove location.
Right.
We had a guy there. His house was broken into. They came into the back window. They broke into the house. They released his dog. His dog is a friendly dog. The alarm went off because he didn't have windows. He has motion detectors.
Right.
The motion detector went off. They ran out of the house. The alarm company, there was a problem, never called the police or anything. So
Are you serious? The alarm went off.
Here's another case of normalcy bias like right. Diane. His wife comes home from work. She opens the front door. She goes, oh, I forgot to lock the dog in the kitchen. My husband's going to kill me, right? She realizes the house was broken into. The cops come, write up the report. Unlawful trespass. That's what they wrote on the report. He goes, how did you know that? I said, because
they're cooking the books.
Breaking an entry looks bad in your town. You're going to get pissed. The other people in the class were like, yeah, unlawful trespass. I would think you're like in a parking lot of a 7-Eleven after hours or something. I said, exactly.
Right.
They cook the
books.
That's
exactly what they want you to think. It's the same way when you hear the AP radio news, AP for all propaganda, says that the number of incarcerated people has gone down.
Correct.
Yeah, they let them out on the street.
Correct.
It's ridiculous.
When we come back from this break, New York had a record that they had to announce. I want to talk about it.
Yes, it's great. You guys are going to love this.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
There's some more vibraphone for you.
Cut it out. If you need...
Hey, that's me.
Chiropractic care.
Yes.
WaldorfChiro.com. Dr. Eric Waldorf in Bridgewater.
Very
He's
nice.
He's got an office. He's got all state-of-the-art machinery. And he will, if you go in and mention NJ2AS or Gun for Hire Radio, he will give you a free consultation.
He will
do a free thermal scan.
Nice.
A bunch of our listeners have gone to see Dr. Eric already. And, you know, people are starting to repeat what we say about keeping the money in the family.
Yeah, it is important.
And not giving it to anti-gunners.
Absolutely. And, why should we support them?
This is a guy, life member of the NRA,
right.
NRA instructor, NJ2AS member.
Always there,
ANJRPC,
always giving,
volunteer,
always donating.
Waldorf
sponsoring this goofy show.
He sponsors our show, too. So tell Dr. Eric we sent you. So listen to this. New York, big news article in the Post, everywhere but the Times, by the way. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
The Daily News and everything.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
For a 24-hour period.
Drum roll.
No one reported shot, stabbed, or slashed in New York City on Monday. What about rapes? They don't have anything about rapes.
No, they have
here.
Nothing about rapes.
Because they would,
no.
if there was
if
no
there
rapes,
was
they
no,
would have
They
would have
told
that.
About it. That's right. Okay? If there was no robberies, they would have told about it.
You know, Alex Less sent me an email about this the other day, but we already had it listed for the show. So thanks anyway, Alex. But, you know, how bad of society do we live in that we're proud that once in 40 right. years we right. can report that there was no was major shot. Crime?
Nobody okay? was shot. No way. Forget no major crime. Nobody was shot or stabbed. This is freaking news in the
no
city
one
of
was
New
shot.
York.
No one was shot, stabbed, or slashed.
Or slashed.
Okay? All right? This,
this
year,
is great.
New York has 366 murders this year. That's more than one a day.
That's right.
So I guess
and
it's
but
hard.
Wait, they're boasting about it.
I
they're
know,
saying
I know, I know.
This down. This is great. They're having a party at Bloomberg's Gracie Mansion.
Slashings are down 2%
well,
from
that's
last
good,
year.
You know, I mean,
you know.
Yeah,
oh, they, but stabbings are up.
Stabbings are up. Semantics, my friend. It's all semantics.
Oh, wait a minute. There was somebody shot, but it was a teen who accidentally shot himself.
Oh, so that's
that doesn't
okay.
count. Now, was the gun legal or was that a crime
oh,
committed?
Oh, no, I don't
yeah.
know.
The books get cooked right before our eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, just because it wasn't reported didn't mean that there was no shootings. It just means they haven't found the bodies yet.
So for you people that don't live in the New York metropolitan area, this is big news for us.
Come see the tree.
King Mike's... come see the tree. They need to get their numbers back
out.
They got to
get the numbers back out. If you're from Oklahoma, come see the tree. We need your money.
On the holiday tree?
The holiday tree, yes. The Rockefeller Center holiday tree.
Not the Christmas tree,
no,
the holiday tree.
So it's got to be a holiday tree.
Oh,
can't say Christmas.
God. When I think about political correctness, I just want to start punching people in the face. I am
well,
so tired of it.
Think about it outside the studio, please.
No, not you. But I'm
okay.
just, political correctness is
right.
unbelievable.
It's terrible. It's terrible. We can't say now the atheists come out of the woodwork. It's the time for the atheists to come all out of the woodwork. Just because somebody says Christmas and they try to say about the separation of church and state, they have it all wrong and nobody really cares that they have it all wrong. Check the Constitution. It doesn't say anything there about allowing celebrations for religious purposes. And Christmas, Christianity, is not a religion. It is a philosophy. So
philosophy.
There you have it.
Yeah, you listen, whether you're atheist, agnostic, or
who
whatever religion
cares?
You are, please,
right.
it's your business.
It's
do
right.
what
if
you want.
I mean, I have a Festivus pole in the front yard of my house. So this is Festivus for the rest of us.
Do you realize, we talked about this already, but anybody that makes over $200,000 a year, if we took all of their income.
We're all millionaires.
For the next 10 years, it wouldn't pay down half of our $16 trillion debt.
Wait till they keep printing this stuff. Hey, but if they continue to print money, soon we're all going to be billionaires.
Yeah.
That's the good news. The bad news
is
it's going to cost you
$1 billion.
Exactly right.
So Hostess is definitely gone.
Yeah, Hostess is gone.
They went into mediation.
Bimbo's going to buy it.
The union would not meet the concessions.
Ah,
management
go.
Mismanaged and raped the company, too. There's no finger-pointing of guilt here. The problem is 18,000 people lost $45,000 a year jobs that are now going to be working as effing Walmart greeters with no benefits.
Yeah. Want a buggy?
So at that point, if you have a two-income household, if you and your wife both worked for Hostess in Duluth, Minnesota or something, and you lose $90,000 gross income with benefits and pension,
where are you going to get 90
grand?
Where's
there a job like that anymore?
Exactly.
With Obamacare, no one's going to be working over 30 hours a week.
Right.
All right, no more over 29, because people aren't going to pay for your benefits.
I'm a small business owner. You're a small business owner. How are we going to afford this? We're hanging on by the strings of... our heart right now.
No, I'm one of the 2% now.
Yeah,
I'm rolling in it.
You're
rolling
in it.
I light my cigars with $1,000 bills,
do
which
really?
Are only worth
$7. $7. It's cheaper.
You know,
soon to be cheaper.
It's
than
cheaper to use a $100 bill than a match.
Absolutely,
exactly, because the match is manufactured and they're rare compared
they're
to $100 bills.
Yes, they are.
You know, we're headed for some serious stuff. The Egyptian prime minister, just president, made
the
himself a pharaoh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more power than Mubarak.
Oh, yeah.
He is the supreme command over the military,
the
judges,
everybody.
He's on top of everybody. He can do whatever
he
wants.
Hey, look, it's the Muslim Brotherhood. They're a largely secular organization, according to Mr. Clapper.
A lot of our non-conservative Jewish friends are actually pissed about the New York Times, because they haven't said anything about Hamas bombing the shit out of Israel.
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Correct.
Now they're upset.
They only talk about Israel bombing Hamas, not Hamas bombing Israel.
But now they're upset.
Yes.
After they pulled a lever for the supreme exalted ruler, Obama.
Correct.
Huh.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
You're not getting a monocle.
I need a monocle. I want a monocle.
You're not getting a monocle.
I want opera glasses.
To look over the broadcast board at you wearing a monocle.
I want a monocle and a pair of opera glasses with a handle, like gold with the pearl and shit, like Victorian style. I want opera glasses and I want a monocle like Colonel Klink used to wear in Hogan's Heroes.
I know nothing. That's Sergeant.
You know, Tommy Z-Man is going to be coming on the show from Cro-Magnation. He posted something on Facebook about Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
And in the write-up, he wrote about how they made the Nazis look stupid because they, you know, they used to come and go as they pleased and stuff. Facebook would not post it because the word Nazi was in it.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
I'm
100%. Like Nazis don't exist.
Because Nazis don't exist or because of
gender. Go to Greece
gender,
where 30% of the new government are now
Nazis. How do you like that shit?
Oh, my God.
So Z-Man's going to be coming on. We're going to be having a show soon about cigar rights and stuff.
Cigar rights.
And we're going to have Scott Bach on soon to talk about the UN Small Arms Treaty and two landmark cases that happened with Right to Carry in New York and the Left Coast, California.
Ooh, yeah,
and then Frank Fiammingo is going to round it off for our year-end presentations. Frank is going to talk about what the NJ2AS is spearheading, what we finished up and achieved in 12, and what we're going to achieve and what our goals are in 13.
Really did do a lot in 2012.
Oh, they did a lot.
Absolutely.
So we have an all-star lineup coming up, and then Sandy and I are making a road trip to New Hampshire in a couple of months. We're
going to
go up and hang out with Evan Knappen again.
Yeah.
So be prepared for
Why do we only get invited up to Knappen's house in the freaking wintertime?
I don't
mind. What is with
that?
We'll
stop at Louis Lunch for burgers.
All right, Louis Lunch is
good.
We
use that Food Network app. We stop every 30 feet to eat something. It's amazing.
What, you're not supposed to?
It's amazing. You know, I got a great letter here from a really good alumni to Gun for Hire is Mike Lucio.
Right.
And Mike and his son and his wife and his daughters, they've taken so many classes with Gun for Hire. He wrote this. He wrote, on one of the radio shows, the guest was talking about some 60-year-old guy that got mugged or something.
That was Ainsley, right?
And he was saying, how could a 60-year-old expect to defend himself? I took exception to this statement, Mike writes. He goes, hell, I carry a tactical pen, a lipstick bodyguard, and a gun in 37 states, and I'm 61 years old. Thanks to Gun for Hire, better not F with me. Later, Mike Lucio.
My kind of guy.
My kind of guy, too. And listen, Ainsley Mike, wasn't insulting the 60-year-old people because we're approaching those numbers too here. He's just saying that, you know, you, at 60 years old, it's hard to defend 20. Yourself against a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, with reflexes, plus right. they have
which
no,
is very true.
They have no limits to violence. See, right. we have limits because we were raised as law-abiding citizens.
Yes.
You know, their idea of violence is extreme violence.
Right.
You
right
know,
from the
get-go. Bags.
Yeah.
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 We don't think of it that way. We
want
exactly. They just go right to the top.
Right.
But Mike puts up a great point here. Because his daughter and her friends, they took our Penn class and Mace class before they went to college. His son did also. And they've taken a ton of shooting classes. They've come to the test drives. He did a whole family test drive thing. He's just a great guy, you know.
Yeah.
He could be a commissioned sales rep for Gun for Hire, you know. he really could. He's a great guy. And if you ever need a limo company, him and his wife own a limo company in Sparta.
Nice.
So, yeah, they're really good guys. But anything can be used as a weapon. And we teach classes at Gun for Hire. We teach a verbal judo course.
What is verbal judo?
Just by the way you talk, your inflection in
really?
Words. We also teach a class called Be Prepared. We teach Refuse to Be a Victim. We teach a defensive, notice I say defensive knife course.
Yeah.
And we teach a defensive pen course.
Which both my wife and myself took.
Correct. Very, very popular courses.
Excellent course.
Anything can be a weapon. Your keys in your hand. I don't like the fact where they say take a key between your fingers and punch the guy.
Right.
I'm a big guy. You better have a 6-inch church key on that key ring. Because
yeah,
when you punch me with that little 1-inch protruding from your fingertips, you're just going to piss me off. But if you had something attached to that key ring and you whipped those keys into my face.
Oh, like a Kubota.
Yes.
Or
but
like. Where you
poke,
hold on to the Kubota.
Yes. If you poke those keys into my eye, Sandy.
Yeah, that's going
to
hurt.
My hands are going to my face in
yeah,
pain.
Exactly. Right,
right.
Sure.
That is a weapon. We teach how to use a magazine as a weapon. If you're holding a magazine at a bus stop, you can roll it up like
right.
the core of a paper towel.
Right.
You rest it against the palm of your strong hand.
Right.
Strike someone in the solar plexus or the throat with that.
Oh, you mean
or
use
the
it
face.
Like a poker.
Like a poker.
Versus like a bat.
Correct. But like a bat won't work.
Yeah.
You'll be swatting somebody. That
yeah,
won't
yeah.
work. I mean poking them straight ahead like a cop would do with a baton.
Oh, wow.
Stick it in your solar plexus.
Yeah, that'll...
It's no different.
No, that'll drop you it's, right there. Or it, in the groin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We teach mace courses. We teach saber civilian mace course where we use the lipstick bodyguard. You know,
nice.
So we teach all of these classes, but anything around you can be a weapon. In an office environment, a stapler remover. If you had a stapler remover with those little prongs on them, put your finger through it and punch somebody in the face with it. Run it across somebody's face. The problem is people don't think about this.
No, right.
In
right.
our Be Prepared.
Because we're law-abiding, so like you said, we're
correct.
Law-abiding citizens with a mindset we don't want to hurt anyone.
In our Be Prepared and our Refuse to Be Victim classes, we tell women and men, if you're accosted in a parking lot, and it looks like it's going bad, drop to the ground and roll under a parked car.
Okay? I remember you telling my
right.
wife that.
Correct.
Yeah.
How could someone get her if she's under a car, if it's one guy? Whenever he runs around, she just rolls the other way.
Right.
Me, I have to hope there's an excursion,
yeah.
Ford excursion with a lift kit parked next to me. But then the guy just walk under and get me.
Yeah.
He'd bend down and go, you're going to come out or I have to come in and get you? But the average woman can roll under a car. So, and that is a weapon. That is a tool because she's putting the car between her and the bad guy.
Right, right.
There's just so many things that we can use as weapons that most people don't think about it. If women wear gloves that are long on the arm,
right.
drop your keys in your glove and hold it and hold it at the forearm area. Now take that and slap something hard with it and see what happens.
Right.
Strike somebody in the face or the back of the head with it.
Right.
Okay. I have a million tricks like that for flying. I always manage to bring some kind of weapon
something
on a plane
that's
completely legal.
Well, you bring your tool belt too with your
seven inch screwdriver, 6 and 15/16 screwdriver, which is TSA legal.
Okay. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog bowl like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows.
As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com.
Before, during the break, we were hearing the Prism Electronics commercial, and you were talking about the people with the alarm system that never...
It wasn't hooked up to Central Station. It was never tested. You know why? They installed an alarm system from a company that was recommended by their neighbor. It was their son-in-law who did it part-time. And we talk about this stuff all the time because, you know, Dean is licensed, bonded, insured. All his guys have background checks. All I get, I don't like to blow smoke, but all I get is emails from people who've used Dean with nothing but accolades.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
Okay?
I mean, we both use them.
Correct. So. Yeah, exactly. And so
if he
here
was a
you,
scumbag, we'd have the systems ripped out and have him put on a pike.
So here's a perfect false sense of security. You got an alarm, it's not even going to Central Station.
And you don't even know it.
No, you don't even know it. Okay?
Wow.
How many people's batteries went dead during the alarm, right? Because,
right,
you know, the backup
exactly,
batteries.
Sure. Backup
Dean
battery.
Told us he ran through cases and cases of batteries for people. But, you know, what it is, Dean is a professional company, but still small to cater to us individually. We're not an account number with Dean.
Right.
We're Anthony Colangelo and Sandy Berardi. We're not account number 2176.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when you call, his wife answers the phone.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It is a mom and pop
business.
And
then she calls him up and he says, tell Sandy I'll be there tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And everyone we've referred Dean to has been happy with him. And that's how we keep it in the family. And there's Dean supporting us, supporting the Second Amendment.
Right.
Everybody
right.
out there should have a basic alarm system. He can do an apartment alarm system for you for almost dirt.
Right,
okay?
Exactly.
Which will have panic buttons and everything.
Right.
Listen, if you live in a condo or a townhouse, put a cheap alarm system in, economical alarm system through Dean. All your neighbors will get robbed before you.
Right.
Okay? Which is what we want, unfortunately.
Right.
But
exactly
that's
right.
What we
no,
want.
Survival of the fittest.
And so just something to think about. So going...
And alarm system, too, to carry into your point, is that's a tool, too. It's the same thing. It's a weapon. Anything that we can use to deter...
Your awareness is a weapon.
Absolutely.
Your alarm is a weapon. The panic buttons on the alarm, the lights outside your house, the way your house looks. We talk about this
all the time.
The presence of a car in the driveway.
Yep.
One of my neighbors right now, the whole family's on vacation. How do I know? The snow is all over all the cars that are hustled in the driveway.
No.
I was walking a dog this morning. I'm like, oh, they're all on vacation.
Great.
The cars are parked like not normal, which an average person wouldn't know that.
Right.
You know, because they're usually scattered. They're not all clustered together. But the other thing is not one has the snow removed and there's snow in front of the cars in the driveway. So there's no
great.
Activity
yeah.
because he didn't do what he was supposed to do to have a neighbor or somebody else clean his cars
right.
off and do vice versa.
Yeah, right.
My next door neighbor and I, not the one I wouldn't give the gas to. We don't talk anymore. tough shit.
Yeah, well.
Tough shit. You know, talking about that, all the horror stories, we're getting all these new students coming in for training.
Yeah.
They're all coming in for training, and they're all newbies, and all of them have stories to share about things getting weird.
Yeah.
About neighbors looking
right.
for stuff and
yep.
acting funny towards each other. It
right.
ain't getting better.
No, it's not.
Okay?
Not
now,
better.
The problem is the unprepared people, we've discussed this before, have short memories.
Right.
They're already watching Dancing
with the Stars.
The
normalcy bias has come back in.
Correct.
Taken over and everything. They place it in the back of their mind and they won't do anything
so
about
they could
it.
Give a shit right now.
Right.
And the next time disaster hits, they're going to be knocking on your door a day earlier.
Right.
Because they know
they
can
know
tap
now
into you.
That you have it. Yeah.
Correct.
When you
correct.
Let them run that cord from their refrigerator to your generator, they know they don't have to buy one now.
Correct, because they have you
right.
to lean on.
Exactly.
I was going to buy a generator, but you
but,
let me
yeah,
plug into yours.
Right.
So
I bought an extension you know, cord instead.
Which would be better if they bought their own, so if one of them crapped out, you
right.
could tap off of each other.
Sure.
In fairness, you know.
Right.
But me, nobody's tapping into my generator. Nobody's taking my gas, food, or water.
Right.
I'm
right.
sorry. That's what I prepared for. Okay.
Right. That's
if
exactly.
If you're persistent at
exactly.
my front door, you will get throttled, and I will have Ainsley come over and Gary, and we'll do a thing with a dry rub.
Yeah.
You know? And that's that.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing more and more stories. People were like, the 911 system was down. My AT&T was down. My Verizon was down. We had no cable. We had no internet. And these people, you know, it's funny. Then when their cell phones died, they had nothing to charge them with because nobody has a hand crank generator like I have.
Yeah.
Nobody has a generator that they could plug in. How many people probably didn't even have their phones fully charged when the shit
exactly,
hit
right.
I have one of those Mophie battery backups, Sandy.
Right.
It'll charge 2 iPads and 3 iPhones. The thing weighs like 4 pounds. It's a brick. That is, believe it or not, under my nightstand. Plugged in with the 4 LEDs lit. It's always charged,
right,
okay?
Right.
When the power went out, I could have plugged into that. I use it when I travel, you know? But I have all of that shit charged all the time.
Which
and whenever I wasn't
have.
Using a device, I had it charged. You know, you see all these people clustered to get power in Bayonne and New York and Jersey City. All of them could have bought a $10 hand crank from Amazon.com.
Right, exactly.
And they even sell a solar charger. You put it on your windowsill,
right,
and it'll maintain. It doesn't really build. It takes like 6 years to charge the phone. But you could talk on the phone and not lose any charge.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You think they went out and bought stuff? 90% didn't do shit.
No, they didn't.
And the looters all know now that they could go shopping,
right,
and they don't have to worry about shit. They, I'm telling you, the next disaster, and there will be a next disaster.
Yes, there will.
Okay, during Katrina, we said it can never happen again. Then we had Irene last year in New Jersey, and now we had Sandy this year in New Jersey. The tides are changing. Whatever else is changing.
Solar flares.
Okay?
Look at the solar flares. All we need is a solar flare to wipe out the electrical grid.
And I'm no conspiracy theorist by any means, but I just want my family to be safe. Listen, can we last forever? No. Maybe after 3 months, we can't survive anymore.
Right.
But at least we have the basic tools. So educate yourself, educate your family.
And start stocking up on ammo, start going out and getting guns. We know the UN Small Arms Treaty is going to be used. The executive order is going to be signed left and right and upside down. And keep, you know what? Keep your hate mail, because it is what it is. It's going to come to pass. Just mark our words. Obama is not a pro-gun guy.
We're going to have Bach on to talk about that.
Well, you know, it's preparedness is a very important thing. Go out, get some food, go to Frank's, get some food, stock up on food, go to Costco, get canned goods, stock up on canned goods. Even if the price of food doubles, which it has over the past year, it's where are you going to double your money anywhere else? You know, so... Just
don't forget
be
your
prepared
pets
out there,
and your
guys.
Medication,
absolutely,
too.
So what do you got going on at Gun for Hire Academy, speaking of being prepared?
You know, we got a big special on Gun for Hire hoodies and fleeces. I'm selling them at cost.
Yeah, these things are nice. Yeah,
they're online. Well, because they're quality, because we wear them. I got these beautiful pullover fleeces. They're $40, and I got nice pullover hoodies. They're only $25, and various
and
other
the
stuff.
And little quarter zip ones?
Yep, quarter zip. We have everything's on the Gun for Hire store, if you check it out. On December 13th, a Thursday night, Detective Mack is teaching Be Prepared, personal awareness seminar. I recommend it to everybody.
Yeah, very much.
On this is a great one. On Sunday, January 27th, we're having another gun test drive in Cedar Grove. 16 guns, 144 rounds, $99. We have gift certificates for that.
Sweet.
You have to reserve a time slot. It's on the Gun for Hire website. February 24th, a Sunday, Smoking Gun 3. Guns, food, cigars at my private cigar club. That's also available online, gift certificate. Get your Utah or Florida non-resident CCW. We're at 7 locations and we deliver. All Gun for Hire alumni can retake any course that they've taken at half price. If you want to buy the gift for the man or woman that has everything, Jimmy the Gun Guy, Build a Bear, Build Your Own AR, $395 from start to finish, and we have gift certificates for that.
Sweet.
So I'm done. Good night, Irene.
Well, Aunt, looks like they did it again. You wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. Anthony hates our music, but I hope you like it. On behalf of Anthony and the rest of the crew here, including Jimmy, who's showing us something that looks like a cake or something.
Looks like
a king cake or something.
Walnut.
Like that.
Maple walnut cake, sweet. Very nice.
He's a baker.
He's a baker. I like this. Very nice. Well, we got gifts coming to the studio and everything. We do thank you so much for listening. And have a great holiday season.
Going to eat that cake.
And he's going to eat the cake. See you next week.